Well, we are going to open up our inbox, and we have Dr. Greg Smalley here to answer this week's question. Hey, Greg.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Did you like how I threw the doctor on there?
Just to legitimize it? I noticed that. I paid a lot of money for that.
I was going to say, you paid for that degree, so we better mention it. So, very good. You are actually, officially legit as a psychologist. I mean, a counselor and say,
You know, my kids probably wouldn't say that, but...
Yeah. That's kind of where it goes out the window.
But yeah, I think exactly.
You may be able to help our listener who says, this is great. There's like five questions wrapped up in this, so you're going to have to just address all of them. She says, there's a guy at my church that I've been crushing on for about a year and a half. I tried to make it as obvious as possible that I was interested, and a mutual friend even spoke with this guy to clue him into my feelings. He's a cautious guy in his 30s who's never really dated, and I'm a bit more of a go-getter. But when it comes to romantic relationships, it's important to me that the guy shows some leadership and finds me worth the risk to ask me out. He told a mutual friend that he didn't want to risk ruining the friendship by asking me out in case things didn't go well. I want to flip a switch and turn off my feelings and get over him, but I don't feel like there's been satisfactory closure, and I can't seem to get over him despite my best efforts. How do I create my own closure if it seems clear he's not going to do anything?
Yeah, boy, what's so interesting, I've dealt with this exact situation within my family with one of my daughters. Mm-hmm. Same exact thing. Just couldn't get closure with a guy that she really liked, has liked for a long time. And finally, I sat her down and said, listen, okay, let me share a couple things. Mm-hmm. You get to choose how you want to handle this. But my advice to my own daughter within the situation was that closure will come when you are honest and clear with him about how you feel, about what's going on for you, that you don't want to be quote unquote friends with him. Mm-hmm. I always crack up when guys say that, because mm-hmm. I tell you what, when this girl gets a serious boyfriend, gets engaged, becomes married, it's not going to be your friend anymore. You're going to lose that friendship either way at some point.
Yeah.
So don't hide behind that.
Right.
But for her to be honest, to say, here's how I feel, here's what I hope happens, to let him know that with clarity, so that now the ball is in his court, to where I think closure happens when you've said what you needed to say, not what someone else might have said to him or what you kind of thought he'd know. I mean, be clear. This is how I feel. This is what I'd like to see. Mm-hmm. Ball's in his court. Now you watch how he's going to handle your heart. Mm-hmm. That'll tell her a lot about him mm-hmm. and his readiness to be in a serious relationship. A big part of dating is that we're teaching people how to treat us. Mm-hmm. What's healthy for her is to offer, this is what's going on for me, this is how I'm feeling. And then if he doesn't respond, if he remains passive, move on.
Yeah.
But closure will come from her saying, I was real with me. I was honest with how I felt. I put that out there. I didn't hold back. And now the ball was in his court and he chose to leave or to move on. And I can live with that. It's the ambiguity here that I think is keeping her from closure.
Right. And I think it's so interesting because it's clear, she says here, that a mutual friend spoke with him to clue him. I mean, he's already been given a number of, you know, various clues and aids in this process.
It's in junior high, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think he's not, even if he's interested in her on some level, he's not interested enough to make this happen. And I think that should just give her freedom to be like, you know, I would be like, girl, you wait for a guy that, you know, for whom you hang the moon, because I mean, the dating experience is supposed to be, you know, one, you know, that is exciting and fun. And you want this guy to be into you. Don't just wait for him to hopefully get up enough gumption to say, you know, yeah, I don't want to ruin the friendship, so I'm not going to ask you out. Whatever. I mean, come on. Yeah, well, why are we preserving all these friendships? That's what I want to know.
She doesn't want a friend.
Right.
She wants this to be different. With my own daughter, she was honest. She was straightforward. She clearly articulated, here's where I'm at. The ball's in your court. And he was honest with her finally and just said, you know what, I'm not at a place that I'm ready for that kind of a relationship. I value you, but I'm not at that spot.
Yeah.
It gave her the freedom to move on.
Right. And I think she also needs to extricate herself from this friendlationship so that it frees her up to date other guys.
That's right.
Because they may not even be moving into this territory thinking that she either is, you know, you know, has a thing for this guy, which she clearly does, you know, is kind of holding out a torch for him. And, you know, is there something going on? Will there be? Yeah. Free yourself up to move on. I think you'll be glad for it. So thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Okay, folks, that's it for this week's show. Do write to us at editor@boundless.org with any thoughts or questions that we can answer in the future. If you want to comment on this question or on the show itself, just go to boundless.org and enter keyword 535 for the show number, and you will find everything related to this show there. In the meantime, keep listening, tell your friends, and we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.